to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz.
Information received from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia advises that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, that's the main indicator of solar activity, has fallen to 70, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to single digit 6, that's 6. And we're advised that those figures are not likely to change in the immediate future. So that means, of course, that high-frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long distances, that's long-haul transmissions, above about 10 megahertz will not be very reliable in the weeks ahead. However, frequencies above 10 megahertz for long-distance propagation on daylight paths, or substantially daylight paths, will be somewhat more reliable. Now, we have some information from our friends at the SWL DX Bulgaria News. That's an online service for radio communication specialists, monitoring specialists, and it's based in Sofia in Bulgaria. And the reception of many stations is noted this time, which I'd like to share with you now. Bangladesh, the station there, Radio Bangladesh, in the 31 metre band on 9455. Noted in Eastern Europe between 1315 and 1345, broadcasting to Southern Asia in Nepali. The transmitter is 250 kilowatts and the antenna is 320 degrees azimuth. Brazil, good signals of Radio Voz Missionaria in the 49 metre band on 5940 from 0615 in Portuguese to Brazil, 0.5 kilowatts, that's 500 watts, non-directional, and transmission was noted in Eastern Europe. And reception of Radio Havana, Cuba in the 19 metre band, heard on 15140 between 1405 and 1430 to South America in Spanish. Transmitter there is 250 kilowatts and the antenna is 130 degrees to South America. And another frequency for Radio Havana, Cuba, this time in English, 0700 to 0800 on 6000, that's 6000, to Eastern North America in English, 250 kilowatts and 010 degrees. Denmark, a new station known as Radio Oz Viola, was to make test transmission recently on 5825 from an unknown transmitting site. The transmission was to be between 2000 and 2100 to Western Europe on Wednesdays. Mystery Egyptian Music Station continues to be heard on 9600 and 9400. Between 0905 and 0907 on 9600 and 0907 to 0916 on 9400. And fair signals in Eastern Europe. France, reception of Radio Nigeria Kaduna by the TDF relay station at Issedun in France, heard in Bulgaria. 0700 to 0900 on 13840. To Western Africa in Hausa, transmitting power 150 kilowatts and the antenna 170 degrees. And from 0900 to 1100 on 17690, also from Issedun. Hausa again to Western Africa, 150 kilowatts and 170 degrees. Germany, station known as DWD Deutsche Wetterdienst, noted in Europe on 5905 between 0600 and 0630 in German in the AM mode to Central Europe, and on 6180 between 0600 and 0630 to Central Europe in Germany, also in the AM mode. This transmitter operates with quite low power of only 100 watts. Bible Voice Broadcasting via the Nauen, Germany relay station, heard in Europe between 0600 and 0615 on 9440 from the Nauen station, as I said, broadcasting in Arabic to North Africa, transmitter power 125 kilowatts, antenna 180 degrees. Guam, reception of the Far East Broadcasting Company, Far East Broadcasting Association, Radio English by KTWR Asia, heard on 11580 between 1330 and 1345 to Southern Asia in English, 200 kilowatts and 290 degrees antenna. And 9650, Voice of Korea, 0700 to 1250, broadcasting in Japanese as the Voice of Korea to Japan, 200 kilowatts and 109 degrees antenna. And interference on the same frequency from Saudi Arabia, which is a non-directional transmission to the Near and Middle East, the Holy Quran Radio Riyadh. And good signals from Korean Central Broadcasting Station at Pyongyang on 11600, heard from 0800, non-directional to Northeast Asia in Korean. And Radio Kuwait General Service heard on 15515, 0500 to 0900 via 250 kilowatts and antenna 059 degrees. To East Asia in Arabic. And more frequencies for Radio Kuwait, 0500 to 0800 on 11970 in English to Southern Asia, 250 kilowatts, 100 degrees, that's 100 degrees antenna, and on 15530, same time period, 0500 to 0800 to Western Europe in English, also 250 kilowatts and this time 310 degrees antenna. And yet another frequency of Radio Kuwait, this is the general service in the 49 metre band on 5960, heard between 0600 and 0633 in Arabic, near the Middle East, 250 kilowatts and non-directional antenna. And the Radio Sultanate of Oman is back again on shortwave after a period of deactivation. Short programs, 1400 to 1407 on 15140 to Western Europe, 100 kilowatts and 315 degrees. Also 1407 to 1409 open carrier. And 1409 to 1419, English with distorted audio. Saudi Arabia, some additional frequencies of the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, that's the general service, heard 0600 to 1200 on 13780, non-directional to Near and Middle East in Arabic, 1200 to 1500 on 13785, non-directional to Near and Middle East in Arabic, 100 kilowatts, and 9790, 1500 to 1800, non-directional to the Near and Middle East in Arabic, all with 100 kilowatts, non-directional antenna. Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation heard in the 25 metre band, 11750 from the Trincomalee Broadcasting Station, 1630 to 1830 in Sinhala to the Near and Middle East, 125 kilowatts, 345 degrees antenna, and 1702 to 1801 on 11835, Tamil through Southern Asia, also with 125 kilowatts and 345 degrees antenna. And a weak signal of radio on demand in the Sudan on 7205, heard in the European morning period from around 0720, Central Africa in Arabic, 100 kilowatts and 210 degrees. And the voice of Turkey on 15236, or actually 15235, slightly off channel, 0600 or 0755 in Hausa and Swahili to Central Africa, high power transmitter on that frequency, 500 kilowatts, the antenna 210 degrees. And WRMO, Worldwide Radio in English from the USA, heard on 7505 from 0657 to North America in English, transmitter 50 kilowatts and the antenna 020 degrees. And Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, noted carrying the Dr. Gene Scott Overcomer Ministry broadcast, 5935 from 0637, 100 kilowatts, 085 degrees to Central Africa. Well, those notes were acknowledged to the online newsletter of the SWLVX Bulgaria, which is produced by Technical Monitors in Sofia in Bulgaria, that's in Eastern Europe. Let's just fill it up.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.